Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Takeaway is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. So I spent a couple of hours yesterday down at Ground Zero, and it's a huge construction site, and preparations are being made for the official commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. And because it's a construction site, it's peopled with folks in colorful construction helmets and those security vests. But that will completely change about 48 hours from now when it will be crowded with civilians there to remember and reflect. And you can see more reflections and remembrances and hear some surprising stories about those attacks 10 years ago by going to our website. First responders, survivors, victims, families all tell their stories. Go to thetakeaway.org. Just click on Generation 9/11. Surprising stories there, thinking back 10 years. Not so surprising this morning, but still alarming. There is a threat reportedly related to the 10th anniversary of September 11th. Officials say while it is credible, it has not been corroborated. The report came out last night as federal officials began to warn reporters and other security officials in cities around the country while President Obama was actually delivering that speech before a joint session of Congress. Here's Janice Fedarczyk, assistant director in charge of the New York division of the FBI.
We have taken and will continue to take all steps necessary to mitigate any threats that arise. We continue to ask the public to remain vigilant as we head into the weekend and report any suspicious activity to law enforcement.
As we often do in situations like this, we go to Scott Shane, national security reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Help me a little bit with the language. As I looked over the official reports out of the FBI last night, specific, credible terrorist threat, but unconfirmed and not corroborated. Now, from my taste, I'm a layperson, a confirmed threat would be the actual attack. What do they mean by that?
Yeah, I think we're all sort of lay people when it comes to assessing these situations. Clearly, because the president was briefed, the Capitol Hill key congressmen were briefed, and a lot of other measures went into high gear, they're taking this very seriously. My best guess is that this is information probably from a single source that seems credible, but they haven't found any other source or any, you know, sort of physical evidence, any traces in terms of travel records or intercepted communications that corroborated.
But something has changed here. We spoke with you after the death of Osama bin Laden, and they discovered some information on that computer and the records that they seized in that raid that suggested that this was an intent of Osama bin Laden's and al-Qaeda's. But they must have discovered something more specific to focus this that we heard last night.
Absolutely. In the last few weeks, you know, we've checked from time to time, and they basically said, you know, well, everybody's going to be extra vigilant around the 10th anniversary of 9/11, but at that point they didn't have any specific threats or any credible threats. That changed over the last 24 hours or so. I know President Obama was briefed yesterday morning, and it appears to be a tip that they got from somebody that says that a small number of people have traveled into the United States, apparently in August, and with a plot to blow up what they call a vehicle bomb, a car bomb, a truck bomb in New York and or Washington.
Now, that would suggest, and again, we're getting into sort of speculation here, and I don't want to do that, but they may be tracking people. They're thinking that there's possibly a cell that's been activated, something like that. They may have a modality in mind in the sense that there's been a reference to a vehicle bomb, that kind of thing?
I think last night at least, they did not appear to even know if this tip was in fact true, if people really had entered the country, they didn't know who they were or where they were. That's what, you know, gets the counterterrorism folks very much on edge, is a credible threat and no knowledge of, you know, where the people are or what they're up to.
Well, here is a sense of the precautionary actions that have already been taken by the government. You've got New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg speaking last night.
Earlier this evening, I had an extensive conversation with Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano about the threat and what is being done in response. I also had a conversation with Jay Walder, the executive director of the MTA, and they are heightening security at MTA bridges, tunnels, and other transit infrastructure. And just for the record, I plan to take the subway tomorrow morning and feel just as safe as I did when I took it this morning.
Again, Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Now, Scott Shane, without reading between the lines too much there, Mayor Bloomberg has been briefed a lot of times. And so he's in a position to evaluate this threat based on some others when he says he's going to ride the subway today and feel perfectly confident.
Well, that's right. He seemed to be kind of striking a middle course last night, telling people, you know, something may be up, stay alert, but don't panic and you know, go about your business. And that seems to be the general message. This is, you know, I think the announcements last night are partly in recognition of the fact that this is a big country, and if everybody is keeping an eye out for something unusual, it may well be an ordinary citizen that picks up the crucial clue, as opposed to you know, the fairly massive counterterrorism apparatus that's now been engaged.
And indeed, that's exactly what happened that foiled the Times Square bomber. It was a citizen, a vendor actually nearby. Scott Shane, national security reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Just recapping this credible, not corroborated and not confirmed threat that officials are thinking about in the counterterrorism apparatus down in Washington, D.C. Scott Shane, is the target or the alleged target or the suspected target New York and Washington at this point?
That's what the tip said. And, you know, if bad guys were aiming to do something on the anniversary, you know, Washington and New York would be probably the obvious targets.
All right. Scott Shane, national security partner for our reporter for our partner, the New York Times. There were already plans for increased vigilance and increased security in New York and Washington as the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks approached. That will certainly be heightened based on this story. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, John.